Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money at
Get 15% off a set of Brake Mess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In California, UFC legend Cain Velasquez pleads guilty to attempted murder of his son's molester. In Missouri, an arrest is made in the mysterious defrauding attempt involving historic Graceland, and a serial killer confesses to the 1986 murder of a teen mom. These stories and more coming at you today, Tuesday, August 20th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Everton.
And it is another thirsty Tuesday.
Yes, indeed. Gonna be thirsty up and in hot Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right.
Locked myself in a hotel room.
Yes.
Yeah, it's hot and, you know, towards the end of the summertime now.
It's getting close. You know, it's getting close to football.
Atlanta this week, it's sunshine and it's only gonna be in the 80s, mid 80s.
Really?
You know, isn't that strange?
Yeah.
And then San Diego next week when I'm there, it's gonna only in the 70s.
And that's the highs.
I know.
I wonder what the lows are.
The lows are in the 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. That's got to be nice.
Yeah, right? And so, well, it ain't like real nice here right now, but no. It's going to get that away. But let's get down to some true crime time for Tuesday.
All right, and we're going to go to a California story involving the UFC and a former legend, quite honestly, a heavyweight champion by the a guy by the name of Cain Velasquez. Velasquez has been in a trial, Woody, right. And that trial was really supposed to start next month, and it's just an awful story that we're going to get into, and it's not what you would think. So the charges in this trial, had they had it, would have been for attempted murder. But Velasquez has cut a deal. This was just this past Friday, to plead no contest to the charges against him. Now, in exchange, Velasquez gets the potential for a lesser sentence from the judge. He also has a premeditation charges dropped against him, in addition to that attempted murder count and 9 separate gun charges, which could play an important role, obviously, in that sentencing, because you're in California and their gun laws are pretty stiff.
Yeah.
Velasquez will avoid going to a jury trial that would have included the possibility of a guilty verdict and life in prison. Absent a trial, Velasquez will be convicted of the charge against him, but the premeditation charges being gone would mean a mandatory life sentence would be off the table. The judge will have a wide range of options when he sentences Velasquez. Now, What did Velasquez do? Well, he was arrested nearly 2.5 years ago after he pursued and shot at a man. This man's name was Harry Gullarty. And Harry Gullarty is accused of molesting Velasquez's 4-year-old son at a daycare over and over again. And Velasquez finds out about this. Now, let me explain to those that maybe may not follow the UFC. Velasquez is a bad dude, probably one of the baddest UFC champions in history. Not someone you would think this would happen to, right? Velasquez finds out about this. He chases the car carrying Gullarty and family members of Gullarty's, and during a high-speed chase, he shoots at Gullarty and misses him, but actually hits Gullarty's stepfather. Velasquez, he spent nearly 9 months incarcerated before he was granted $1 million bail with stipulations, including GPS surveillance, and he has been permitted to travel to certain events. He's with the WWE wrestling promotion. He's able to travel to those. He's also able to corner AKA, which is his team, American Kickboxing Academy. He's able to corner his teammates in Bellator and UFC fights and make appearances. Velasquez was facing those charges, as I said, for attempted murder, which he could have got life in prison. But fortunately, that's off the table.
Yeah.
So when all the smoke clears on this whole thing, this man shot at a person that was molesting his son over and over again for years. And the kid was 4. Part of me wishes he would have rolled the dice.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he would have been convicted.
I don't either. You got to hit what you're shooting at.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's where the
yeah, maybe that's where a little bit of the gray area comes into play.
And then the other side, you and I being dads, we said, certainly probably would have done the same thing. But the law is going to say, you should have let us handle it, right?
So, well, Jody Ploche, whose father is famous for shooting someone.
Karate instructor
while he was pretending to be on the phone at the airport. What was it? What was his name?
Jody's actually a huge lifer. He sent us his book and everything else, and I don't remember his dad's name, but he shot
Gary Ploche.
He kidnapped Jody, and had been molesting him, and they got him and were extraditing him back, and that's when he shot him in the head in the Baton Rouge Airport, which ain't real big.
Didn't know jail time.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, you can't blame him on that, right?
Nope.
And then, I don't know. I wish people wouldn't fuck with kids, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and I've been following this story forever, and I understand why he did what he did. That's a big risk. Mm-hmm. If you don't take a plea, you could spend the rest of your life in jail. But, man, part of me just wanted to see him fight that, because sometimes things are justifiable.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you. But I'm going to tell you about a case that's not – the killing is not justifiable.
Mm. There's a lot of those, too.
Yeah, but this dude, check him out. So William Lester Suff, S-U-F-F, 70, who's on death row in California, admitted he murdered Kathy Small, a 19-year-old mother of two, in the L.A. area, Los Angeles area, in 1986. That's what the sheriff's office said. So, he was a serial killer that was convicted of the murders of 12 women and now has confessed to the cold case murder of the 19-year-old mother in Southern Cal in 1986. Kathy Small, 19, was found stabbed to death on a street in South Pasadena in February of 1986, but her case went unsolved for nearly 4 decades. We believe bringing a sense of long overdue justice and closure to the victim and her family, the Los Angeles Sheriff Robert Luner said. William Lester Suff, known as the Lake Elsinore Killer, and the Riverside prostitute killer, admitted in 2022 to murdering Small after his DNA was found in her clothing, saying she enraged him by knocking his glasses off his face during a fight. Right? Self told investigator Small had first met him at a computer repair shop where he worked and agreed to drive with him from Lake Elsinore in South Pasadena for $50. After he stabbed her repeatedly in the passenger seat of his car, he admits to tossing her body on the sidewalk and driving away.
Mm.
Self is on death row at San Quentin in California, also admitted to other unsolved cold case murders in Riverside County, but he didn't have identified the victims. Investigators realized the DNA collected from the crime hadn't been tested, and when it was, Self's DNA was found on her clothing. Self began killing in the 1970s, was convicted in the deaths of his two-month-old daughter in Texas in 1974, and sentenced to 70 years. But he was paroled in 1984 and moved back to California.
Mm.
Luna says Self's confessions underscores the power of modern forensic science. Two, the amazing, relentless work by our Los Angeles Homicide Bureau detectives, which I keep on saying are the best in the country at what they do, and then collaboration between partnership between agencies. Now, amongst everything else we're talking about today, you always got to remember, when we're talking about something as significant as this, we're talking about a victim who lost her life and the family who will never forget that. And I know we never forget that, and that's what makes the teamwork so amazing. The sheriff also read a letter written by Small's younger sister, who was 10 at the time of her murder but couldn't be at the news conference because she lives out of state. My sister, Kathy Small, was not a statistic, she wrote. She was a protective big sister, a loving mother, and a good daughter. Kathy was funny, smart, and caring. She had a big heart and would do anything for anyone. Small's sister said the 19-year-old taught her how to swim, ride a bike, and play cards. Whenever I stayed with my big sister, she took me to church. Kathy was talented, but her life was cut short before she could even begin to make her own dreams come true. And she added that Small, who was working as a sex worker at the time of her murder, was trying to get sober and had stopped using drugs. But before she could take another step forward, her life was ended. So,
yeah, and high-risk lifestyle.
Yeah,
you know, those... sadly,
yeah,
do not get the attention that other murder cases typically get.
Well, you know what? There's a lot more of them, too. And they, you're right. They don't, because there's nobody there bitching at you.
That's right.
And then you catch another murder where somebody is bitching at you. And not say bitching, but complaining and sitting in your face every day. Small evidently didn't have people.
Squeaky wheel gets a grease.
Yeah, exactly. Squeaky wheel.
And, you know, I don't care what you do for a living. You don't deserve to get murdered.
Nobody deserves to be fucking murdered.
Right. So, glad they're...
Except for child rapists.
Except, that's right. That's 100% accurate. I agree with you. All right, we're going to a... Now, this is an update on a, well, a case that I've talked about on another podcast that I do. And we've talked about it here.
Which one, Exposed?
Exposed, and that is regarding Matthew Perry. Of course, Matthew Perry, a beloved part of Friends, which was a great hit show.
Yep.
I know a lot of people listening to this right now watch that show, love that show. Well, we have some good news coming out of that, and that is that five people, including two California doctors, a reputed drug dealer known as the Ketamine Queen and Matthew Perry's live-in personal assistant have been charged in connection with the actor's accidental overdose death. It was ruled accidental by the coroner. Perry, 54, was found face down in the heated end of the pool at his home. This was on October 28th of 2023. And at that time, the medical examiner's office attributed his death to the acute effects of ketamine, which is an anesthetic with psychedelic properties. Now, according to the 18-count superseding indictment, Jazzafine Sanga, a North Hollywood resident who sold ketamine and other drugs, that was the one known as the Ketamine Queen,
right,
provided Perry's assistant with ketamine that ultimately led to the actor's death. The assistant, Kenneth Iwamasa, injected Perry with the drug on the day that he died. Let's translate that. He murdered him. Boom, I said that. He murdered him. The syringe was provided by Dr. Salvador Plasencia, who had distributed ketamine to Perry and his assistant in the past. Sanga, who was 41, and Plasencia, who was 42, were both arrested just this past Thursday, y'all, in Southern California. They were both charged with one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine. Sanga, who's a North Hollywood resident, also holds dual citizenship in the UK and was charged with several other drug-related offenses. A lawyer for Sanga did not immediately respond for comment. She was arrested in March in connection with a separate federal drug case, but was released after posting a $100,000 bond. Iwamasa, Perry's 59-year-old assistant, he pleaded guilty on August 7th to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine, causing a death. He admitted to repeatedly injecting ketamine into Perry without medical training, including on the day he died. Dr. Mark Chavez, who is 54, a physician based in San Diego, has agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine as well. He admitted to selling ketamine to Plasencia, including some that he had diverted from his former clinic. And a fifth defendant, a guy by the name of Eric Fleming, he's 54, was described in court papers as an acquaintance of Perry's who helped him obtain ketamine. He admitted to distributing the ketamine that killed Perry, drugs he procured from Sanga. Now, a lot of people don't realize that the family of Dateline correspondent Keith Morrison is actually Perry's stepfather.
That's right.
And he said in a statement that they welcome the news of law enforcement action. We were and are still heartbroken by Matthew's death, but it has helped now to know that law enforcement has taken this case very seriously. We look forward to justice taking its course. LAPD said in May they were working with federal employees and authorities to investigate the source of the ketamine Perry had consumed. And for those that aren't aware exactly with what ketamine's used for outside of its typical uses, ketamine has been a popular party drug for decades. In recent years, it showed its promise as an alternative treatment for depression. A growing number of clinics offer it as an infusion or injection for a wide variety of mental health problems. Perry had been undergoing ketamine infusion therapy to treat depression and anxiety, but his last session took place more than a week prior to his death. The medical examiner noted that ketamine in Perry's system could not be from the infusion therapy, and that's important, given its short half-life. The levels of ketamine in his body were high, equivalent to the amount used for general anesthesia during surgery.
Yep.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
So some people are arrested here, and I think that's a lovely and beautiful thing. No doubt in my mind that Perry's the fact that Perry was a famous Hollywood actor helped.
They never got prosecuted.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it would have just been another dead person that was taking ketamine, but
go back 30 years ago for Special K, what they call it. It came out on the party scene. I know for a fact it was originally used as a horse tranquilizer. Now, I didn't know they were using it for all these medical things now, and maybe it's a
very low
watered down.
Yeah, very low dose.
Because think about a horse, dude, 1,000 pounds, whatever.
Yeah, and there has, you know, according to the research I've done, there are some therapeutic uses for. As a matter of fact, the guy that owns X, richest guy in the world. Name's totally slipping my mind.
Elon Musk.
So he has he's been open about having a script for ketamine. It's very low dose
that he takes
for therapeutic purposes. In addition to a bunch of other things, one of the things, but in much like Perry's case, enough to kill an elephant
was
in his system. What's horrible about this case is so many people were around him that claimed to love him that did nothing but give him everything he wanted as it relates to these drugs. And I'm talking, it's disgusting. Elvis Presley, too.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, what was it?
Michael Jackson, too.
Yeah.
Elvis had so much dope in him, and it was all prescribed stuff, but they were feeding him up and using his money and putting him on stage, you know, so they get paid.
Yeah, and nothing matters except this man getting on that stage. You remember his manager said that. But there's so much more to this story. We can't talk about it here. If you want to check it out on my show,
check out.
Please do.
Tell them about your podcast.
Exposed.
Most of you lifers know about it because I've seen you comment on it. But Exposed, tell them about it.
Exposed, Scandalous Files of the League. You can hear it anywhere you hear podcasts, but it's primarily high elite people that you know in society that get in a little bit of trouble. And I just break down actual case files, court documents, et cetera.
Yep. And so
this is one of them.
Just like on the original Real Life Real Crime, Scorched State versus Peterson, which is, I didn't know. Look, people have requested me to do this. This has been my most requested case over the years. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of, I was a detective when it was happening, didn't really pay attention to it too much other than what I heard in the news.
Sure.
So the taking a deep dive, y'all, and what you see on Netflix and the two shows on there and all that shit, and he's coming out today, first time interview in 20 years, it's nothing, because those shows are slanted from different directions. I tell you, on this in-depth series, things that you've never heard.
How the cow ate the cabbage.
Yeah, how the cow ate the cabbage. And things that you've never heard of before. It's scorched on both sides. I mean, to me, it's the case is all different ways fucked up. But definitely check out Exposed.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child
Make
struggling with a specific subject
learning,
or need
get
help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool
today
curriculum. It offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts,
visit
science, and social studies while adopting
today
to each child,
to get the most
meeting them where they are.
Program
Plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious and powers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right. Good deal. I'm gonna go out an order, Jim, because I'm gonna do two.
Go ahead.
Both show. Of them are updates. Remember the story you did last week about the lady found dead in the baggage?
Yes.
In O'Hare?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? The dead woman found entangled in the baggage conveyor belt at Chicago O'Hare's National Airport died by suicide.
I had a little sneaky suspicion of that.
The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office concluded following an autopsy that the 57-year-old woman died by asphyxiation from hanging, and firefighters responding to a call from 911 found the woman's body entangled in the belt around 7:45 a.m. Thursday in the baggage room near a terminal, blah, blah, blah. Jim told you about all that. And according to police, surveillance footage shows the woman entering the area around 2:27 a.m. So that's about 5 hours before they found her Thursday, but doesn't show what happened to her. The room is off limits, and police declined to comment further. But evidently, they ruled it a hanging.
Wow. I suspected that because they had the surveillance video of her going in there, but nobody else.
Right.
Strange.
I mean, you would think maybe she could have fell or did something.
Yeah.
A strange way and a strange thing to do.
Well, you know, I was reading an article, this is a while back, but at LSU, a young man got drunk. As you do in college, right? And went wandering around LSU, somehow ended up in a building that was restricted, went to the back of the building where a bunch of electrical equipment were. He ended up in like a power building or something and touched voltage, brother, and fried this kid. And they couldn't find him for a while.
Yeah, nobody went down there.
Yeah, and they eventually found him. But, you go back in these – you go back – now, in his case, he was drunk. He wasn't trying to commit suicide.
Right. I was going
to
say –
he didn't know where he was. But you go back in these areas where nobody can see you, and, in some ways, wherever she was, I wonder how often people even went in that part.
Probably not all.
Probably so not.
It seems like at least not for 5 hours. So. And the second update, because I'm going to do two stories in a row. Now, just check this out. This is kind of weird to me. Yo, I don't know why I can't get off these chicken wings. The $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. We told you about that.
You obsessed with the chicken wings.
Right? And then we told you about Vera Liddell catching all those years last week, right? Mm-hmm. Well, check this out. So she said, my fate is in God's hands, Vera Liddell told her lawyer shortly before the Kansas City's Chiefs defensive tackle tweeted his offer. Now, when the Chicago defense lawyer saw reports that an NFL star wanted to put down over $1 million of his own money to get a local cafeteria worker out of prison, well, the lawyer thought it was a joke, Jim.
Mm.
But then Patrick O'Brien says he got a call from someone he understands represents Chris Jones, confirming the Kansas City Chiefs defensive tackle's tweet in which he promised, "I'll pay for the wings that she stole to get her free." In a case that has since gone viral last week, Vera Liddell, oh, we told you all about this, y'all. She admitted to stealing the $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. It was 11,000 cases. They were 10 for underprivileged children receiving free lunches during the pandemic. And how about old Chris Jones wanting to get her out? He said, "I'll pay for all $1.5 million. Just let her go."
Yeah.
Chris Jones, that's not how it works, sir. I mean, every rich motherfucker in the world could do something and have his daddy come in and say, I'll give you $2 million. Yeah, so that's what the injury was. No, it's not how it works. She's going to prison for selling chicken wings. That's the last time I'm going to talk about it. unless she becomes a cook in prison.
That's an interesting update.
She could cook some good chicken wings.
He's just trying to help out his sister.
You like yours breaded or naked?
I like my breaded.
Man, me too.
Yeah, man.
Breaded. I'm thinking maybe DoorDash with some chicken wings this weekend.
Yeah. It's never a bad time for chicken wings. That's right. That's for sure. All right. We're going to – I got another update. How about this update from the estate of Elvis Presley? A while back, I told you about a scheme where Graceland was almost sold. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought I would never see the day when somebody was arrested for that. Usually this occurs overseas and you have no idea who did it, but a Missouri woman was arrested just Friday in connection with the scheme to defraud Elvis Presley's family out of millions of dollars in ownership of Graceland. Lisa Finley is alleged to have orchestrated the scheme to conduct the sale of Graceland by falsely claiming that Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie, prior to her death, had pledged the famous estate as collateral for a loan she had not repaid. As part of the scheme, we allege the defendant created numerous false documents and sought to extort a settlement from the Presley family, that from the head of the Department of Justice's criminal division. Finley, 53, of Missouri, was charged with mail fraud and aggravated identity theft during a brief appearance on Friday in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Missouri. She was ordered to be transferred to the Western District of Tennessee, where she was indicted. The government is also moving her for her to be detained before the trial. She is currently in the Greene County Jail. That's in Springfield, Missouri, which incidentally...
Yeah,
home of Bass Pro Shops.
Yep.
Yep. Sure. So I don't know why that has no relation to this story, but popped in my head. And will at least initially be represented by a federal public defender. The criminal complaint, which was unsealed Friday, outlined the scheme, which prosecutors say involved a fake private lender, forged documents, and signatures with a fraudulent foreclosure notice for the Graceland Estate in Memphis, all in an attempt to get millions from the Presley family. The complaint alleged that Finley posed as three different people affiliated with a fake private lender called Nasani Investments and falsely claimed that Presley's one child, Lisa Marie, had borrowed $3.8 million in 2018 and used Graceland as collateral but failed to repay the debt. Finley sent an email using one of the aliases to the attorney of actress Riley Keough, who is Lisa Marie's daughter and Presley's granddaughter, about the fake loan threatening to foreclose on Graceland. The email was sent in July of 2023, 7 months after Lisa Marie died. You can't make a bigger piece of shit than this lady, man. Finley then allegedly sought $2.85 million from the Presley family to settle a fake claim by fabricating loan documents, etc. In that case, her arrest comes 49, you know, this is pretty crazy. Her arrest comes 47 years to the day after Presley died at Graceland.
I remember when he died.
Oddly coincidental.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really to the day.
Yeah.
If convicted, Finley faces a mandatory minimum of 2 years in prison. That's it for identity theft, but a maximum penalty of 20 years for mail fraud.
Yeah.
So hopefully she'll do some hard time because, dude, you can't be a worse human being than to prey on people like this that have had death in their family. I mean, this lady, Lisa Marie Presley, just died 2 years ago, and this lady is straight up lying about all of this to extort money out of that family. You don't get no lower.
Well, you know,
in my opinion.
I agree with you, and people are going to prey on people, and that's what they do.
Well, we're going to call them out when they do that.
That's right.
And she's a piece of shit.
And thank you. She's an idiot because nobody's – they would start a GoFundMe for Graceland. Nobody's ever getting Graceland. Yeah, I've been there.
Would you buy Graceland? I mean, they'll never sell it.
If I had a $500 million.
I mean, that's got to be the most sought-after property in the country.
Pretty cool. So – we have a lifer named Tommy Thomason Cox from England, and posts an app almost every day.
Hello.
I haven't seen it in the news this much, but they are burning that motherfucker down, bro, with riots and shit. Have you England? Seen that? Oh, the fucking crime riots and race shit going on. And it's like, so he's beating up cops and shit. I mean, it's bad shit that's going on. So, Tommy, this one's for you. So everybody's all over there is naturally all fired up about it, right? And this one lady got a little too fired up. Now, listen, this is not a religious show or anything like that. I'm simply telling you about a crime. So a judge has jailed a keyboard – and this is going to be lengthy – a keyboard warrior for posting an online message saying – blow the mosque up with the adults in it. Now, this is during the riots that are going on. So Chester Crown Court heard that Julie Sweeney, 53, lived a quiet, sheltered life before sending her comment to her local community Facebook group in Kids Grove, jailing her for 15 months. The judge told her that even people like you need to go to prison. Sarah Broadway's prosecuting told the court one of the group's 5,100 members became uneasy at the number of comments posted on the site in the wake of the widespread violent disorder following the killing of three young girls in Southport. Now, following a post that showed white and Asian people involved in the cleanup from the aftermath of the Southport disorder, Sweeney posted, "It's absolutely ridiculous. Don't protect the mosque. Blow the mosque up with adults in it."
Oh, now, God.
Exactly. And the member that reported it found the post offensive. Police were alerted about the post, which was later deleted. When arrested, Sweeney told officers, "I'm not being rude. There are a lot of people saying it." She says she posted a comment in anger and had no intention to put people in fear, and conceded it was unacceptable that she would be deleting her Facebook account. Now, John Keene, who's defender, said she accepts it was stupid. This was a single comment on a single day. She lives a quiet, sheltered life in Cheshire and has no trouble in the courts in her long life. Her character references show she lives a kind and compassionate lifestyle. She's been a primary caregiver for her husband since 2015. This conduct is firmly out of character. I can't do the English accent. Her and has shown she has genuine remorse. Now, the offense committed on her computer in the safety of her own home, and unfortunately, pressing sin for her is going to have dire consequences. Yeah, she's going to prison for 15 months. Yeah. So, when sentencing Sweeney, Judge Stephen Everett said, "You should have been looking at the news and the media with horror, like every right-minded person. Instead, you chose to take part in stirring up the hatred. You're part of a Facebook account which had 5,100 members. You had a big audience. You threatened a mosque, whenever it was. It truly was a terrible threat. So-called keyboard warriors like you must learn to take responsibility for your disgusting and inflammatory language." And the judge said the timing of the comment was extremely important given the events in the recent weeks. He added, "You had an impressionable audience and a potentially vulnerable audience. Your comment was recklessly made rather than intentionally, but appropriate punishment can only be achieved through immediate custody. He said he took it into account Sweeney's previous good character and a heart-rending letter from her husband, but continued, in circumstances such as these, even people like you need to go to prison because a message must go out that if you do these terrible acts, the court will say to you, you must go to prison. I'm afraid that's what I have to say to you today. So anyway, she appeared in court through a video link, and she said, thank you, Your Honor.
That was her response? Her whole response. Yeah, thank you,
there's a lot more of it, but the wow. You know what? Fuck, man. No, nobody deserves to be prosecuted because of their religion or whatever. Keyboard warriors. Oh, don't we know about them, Jim Chapman?
Oh, yeah. They
some brave they exist. Brave motherfuckers behind a keyboard. Yeah.
Well, they sure
show up in my face and eat a bullet.
Yeah, you're
and,
right.
And but we don't have time for you because you're idiots. So
I've got a one that I know Woody, you're going to get a kick out of, and probably right. most of the people listening to it.
Right.
Man, when I read this story, I just couldn't believe it. And we've got a mutual friend who is actually the warden of the Livingston Parish Jail.
Yeah.
So shout out to Lance.
What's up, Lance Landry?
Landry. I know he listens.
Worked the streets together. Actually, I FTO'd when he was a reserve. He was working for Acadian.
Yeah.
At the time. We're talking
helicopter about paramedic.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Helicopter paramedic. Lance is a badass.
Lance, good people.
Yeah, he's good people.
So I thought of him when I read this, and then I was very thankful this wasn't from the Livingston Parish Jail. But a former maintenance worker who worked at the Tangi Parish Jail.
Them poor bastards.
Well, he was arrested Friday. And you want to know why?
He did some bad
shit. You're not going to believe this one. He took an inmate out of the jail to buy weapons for him.
Yeah.
That's right. Donald Hammonds, who was 56, was arrested on one count of malfeasance in office. Hammonds was a Tangipahoa Parish government employee assigned to conduct maintenance at the parish jail. And he had been there, Woody, from 2010 until the sheriff's office administration just changed in July. You know, there's a new sheriff in town.
New sheriff.
Yeah. So after the new leadership took over, well, what happens? You know, they start kind of looking into things, and it was learned that Hammonds allegedly had taken a trustee inmate from the jail back to the inmate's home to buy weapons from the inmate. Deputies say Hammonds was immediately brought in for questioning, where he admitted to the crime and surrendered the weapons involved. Hammonds had since been fired from work with the parish, I would guess so.
Right.
But, you know, essentially, he's talking to this inmate in the jail, and the inmate says, yeah, I got four, you know, AR-15s at my house. And he says, well, if I bring you to your house, will you sell them, baby?
Yeah, all right. Can you cut me a deal?
Yeah. And he says, yeah. And he brings him from jail. They get in the truck.
Yes,
and they go to this man's house.
Go to his house.
And he sells him a dadgum gun.
I can tell you stories.
That's crazy to me, man.
And, you know.
What is wrong with people?
Edwards got out. I was remember those inmates had escaped, and they didn't realize they were gone. Somebody called in. You had some. We want to check those three beds or four beds, however many it was, and all that shit. And Edwards finally said, fuck it, I'm out. I mean, they're having, you know, one like shit show like this after another.
Yes.
And I locked so many people up in that jail over the years. Like, I mean, I can see it in my mind's eye, the whole open area and the wings and everything else. And I'm sure I knew this guy or I've met him because I was still locking him up in 2010.
Yeah. Well, and good and bad in every profession, of course, most of the guys, I'm sure at the Tangi Parish Jail are great guys.
Yeah.
It's just one bad apple, right?
Well, they've had some shit shows recently.
Oh, yeah. We reported one recently.
The one with the no search warrant.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that one?
I believe we did, yeah.
And they come to the they get the guy to come to the door, and they pull him out, and the deputy comes through the house, back door, and wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but that's in every profession. It's not just in Tangi.
That's right.
Tangi is – you know, Tangipahoa Parish is the longest parish in the state of Louisiana.
No.
Absolutely. Mile from north to south, it's the longest parish in the state of Louisiana.
And you would never think.
You would never know.
But yeah, I guess so, because when you're going to Mississippi, you go from
Mississippi all the way down almost to La Place.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Mm-hmm. Is this no. one where we should go, oh, yeah?
Oh, no.
Oh,
this one
okay.
we're going to go, oh, no.
Okay. Oh, no.
And y'all, normally kinky crimes are funny. This one is not funny. Dr. Jason Atha, a dentist in Boulder, Colorado, has been charged with attempted enticement of a minor in connection with the undercover sex sting. The Colorado dentist was arrested and charged after arranging sex abuse online with a person he believed was the mother of an 8-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Jason Atham, the dentist that I told you about, was taken into custody by federal agents. We landed at Palm Beach International Airport in Florida on August the 9th, and he had a federal indictment against him, y'all. The 49-year-old thought he was communicating with the mother and her 8-year-old daughter on a messaging app. He was instead, thankfully, talking to an undercover agent with the Department of Homeland Security, and he began communicating with the undercover agent on a messaging app chat room revolving around taboo sex acts and child sex abuse in October 2023. Now, the agent's job was to detect and investigate violations of federal law related to sexual exploitation of children. And according to the indictment, the undercover agent, who the doctor believed was a single mom, told Athia that they had an 8-year-old daughter who they sexually abused during what they called playtime. In response, Athia said, "That's a beautiful thing. I would so love to be a part of that." And when later asked if he had an age preference, Athia allegedly replied, "Not really. Maybe say 8 and up." This per the indictment. Over the never 6 months, Athia sent photos of himself, expressed interest in playtime, and discussed the sex acts he would perform on the girl. In messages from July, Athia planned to travel to Florida to have sex with the mother and the daughter. He shared details of his round-trip flights. It's all according to the indictment. And real quick, when he was taken into custody at the airport, he waived his Miranda rights and agreed to speak with the feds. And he acknowledged the conversations, admitted that he traveled to Florida to watch the mother have sex with the daughter, but denied he was going to have sex with the child. The indictment further alleges that Athia had child sex abuse material on his phone at the time of his arrest, and he has been charged with attempted enticement of a minor, which, according to the indictment, carries a maximum sentence of life. Fuck him. And it's unclear, well, whatever, the rest of it doesn't even matter, right? So, and he lost his dentist's license in Boulder, Colorado. And, I mean, that's kinky crimes, and that's not a funny one by any means, but I'm glad they got people out there doing that.
Yeah.
The undercover part.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because this shit goes on every single day.
Up a mile high crime for today. Man, we got a good one today, Woody Overton.
Tell me about Jim Chama.
Well, a former NFL player by the name of Godzer Chairless, and I'm probably mispronouncing that, but I did my best. He was arrested Saturday after he was accused of urinating on a passenger during a flight. The old golden shower. Yes, but I don't think that passenger was into the golden showers.
Wasn't into it. How in the fuck you think you can get away with that on air?
Well, if you saw Mr. Godzer or Gosder, it looks like Godzer, G-O-S-D-E-R. But if you saw him, if he urinated on just about anybody, they probably would just ask for a towel to wipe it off. This dude's like 6'8 and like 350. Yeah, he's a big boy. The 2008 first round draft pick was on a Delta flight headed to Dublin, Ireland, home of Conor McGregor. Yes. When the airline said he acted in an unruly manner, the flight was routed back. Yeah, I would say that's unruly. Right. The flight was routed back to Logan Airport in Boston, and he was taken into custody after the plane was landed. Now, police told Boston 25 News that Chairless was arrested for disorderly conduct. Delta Flight 154 from Boston to Dublin was rerouted, and they went into the fact that he pissed on the passenger. Disorderly conduct, what they call that? God, I can think of a million other things to call that. The other passengers boarded the plane to Ireland on Sunday night, and he is scheduled to be arraigned in Boston on Monday. And this guy is an absolute monster, but he had to piss, and I guess he couldn't hold it. How the hell are you going to just do that, though, man?
I don't have any idea or explanation.
And what the heck would your thought process be if you're just sitting there minding your own business and a dude starts pissing on you? I'm sorry. I don't care how big you are. I'm swinging.
Yeah, we're going to swing.
That's it.
We're going to swing.
Flight or no flight?
You piss back on it.
You ain't just pissing on me.
That's crazy. NFL, former NFL star urinates.
Oh, man.
On the dude.
That is a good
I'll be on the plane tomorrow. I don't want any part of that.
Do what?
Be on the plane tomorrow, and I don't want any part of that.
Yeah. Don't piss on Woody if you say.
I'm going to call Jim Chapman.
I would definitely. I'm going to tell you what. That's something I wouldn't hesitate to be swinging. Yeah. Second I felt that trickle.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Any final thoughts?
I just love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money at
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.